KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 72. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Friday, July 27th. News sponsored by Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust, along with Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Cloudy skies today, high near 90, and still a slight chance for some showers and storms. Better chance for rain coming in tonight. Breaking news this morning as officials are investigating a fatal hit-and-run accident in the Nenerkaw area. The story tops today's cool news.
If you're looking for a home health care company to help with a family member or loved one, your search ends right now. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is a locally owned and operated company serving the Grady and Caddo County region. Rhonda Wallace has provided home health care services for more than 15 years. Rhonda and her team of certified home health aides are devoted to helping their clients, providing homemaker and companion care, and helping them lead a comfortable life in their own homes. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is a private duty company and works with trust accounts, accepts Veterans Administration benefits, long-term care, and workers' comp insurance. And when you call, you'll get a real local person who answers the phone, not an out-of-state answering service. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care. Their priority is you.
Investigators on the scene of a fatal hit-and-run accident involving a pedestrian in the Nenerkaw area this morning. The Highway Patrol says a pedestrian was struck and killed by a vehicle. The vehicle left the scene. Authorities have not yet released the name of the victim. The Highway Patrol and Nenerkaw Police investigating. The accident happened about a mile and a half west of the Highway 81 and 277 junction about 1:30 this morning. The highway was closed for about an hour and a half, but the roadway is open now, but emergency vehicles are still on the scene this morning. We will bring you more details as they become available. Now, the latest about this week's arrest of a man who was driving a stolen pickup. Prosecutors have filed a felony charge of unauthorized use of a vehicle against 24-year-old Anthony Shane Brooks. He's also facing a misdemeanor charge of driving under suspension, his second such offense. Chickasha police stopped Brooks for driving the wrong way on a one-way street this week, discovered the truck was stolen out of Newcastle earlier this month. Brooks remains in jail, pending a $7,500 bond. While Brooks lists a Tulsa address, local law enforcement very familiar with him. The website On Demand Court Records indicates that Brooks pleaded guilty to a previous charge of unauthorized use of a vehicle out of 2016, got a deferred sentence for pleading guilty to a drug charge from a 2015 investigation, and just a couple of months ago received several traffic tickets from a state trooper, including leaving the scene of an accident and speeding. A new report shows Oklahoma's energy sector continues ongoing growth. Researchers say the expansion is driving widespread economic growth and stronger than expected fiscal conditions. The Oklahoma Energy Index shows a 2% increase over the previous month, mainly due to gains in crude oil prices, which is leading to more rig activity. The website OK Energy Today indicates the index has grown by 14% from a year ago. The industry added 2,000 jobs in May alone, some 9,000 jobs over the last 12 months. And that doesn't include new jobs related to the energy industry like manufacturing, wholesale trade, transportation, and professional services. There are some that say Grady County is the second largest natural gas producing county in North America right now. Cool news time, 7:04. More news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
Time to spotlight a Chickasha firefighter, and our Dennis Lynham does that for us.
In getting to know your Chickasha Fire Department, we meet 31-year Chickasha veteran, Captain Chris Calhoun. You know, Chris is a second-generation firefighter.
My dad retired out of Nenerkaw Fire Department. Down here, we are one big family with the fire EMS. It's fast-paced. We typically have several calls. I spent 17 years on the ambulance, and, you know, them just holding your hand, saying thank you, that means the world. You made a difference in their day. You know, we're continually training for a department our size. We're offering more than pretty much anybody in the state of Oklahoma. If you want a fun, challenging career, this is it. The pluses in this job are available nowhere else. Thank you, Chickasha, for all these years.
If you see Chickasha Fire Department Captain Chris Calhoun today, thank him for his service and continuing to protect Chickasha.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. And you can see a photograph of Chris on our Facebook page and our website. Work on railroad crossings will be shutting down some major traffic routes in Anadarko and Apache over the next several days. Crews will be making some upgrades along the Union Pacific Railroad line. In Anadarko, tomorrow, Central Boulevard will be closed just east of 1st Street from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also tomorrow in Apache, U.S. 281 will be closed about a mile north of State Highway 19, also from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then on Sunday, U.S. 281 just east and south of the Highway 19 junction near Apache will be closed from 7 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And then on Monday near Apache, U.S. 281 to be closed about 2 miles south of Highway 19 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's not clear what kind of work the crews will be performing. Couple of concerts in the area to check out this weekend. Tonight, USAO will host the second concert of its summer series, Listen Local at the Greek. It's a free outdoor concert at the USAO Greek Theater, which is just off 17th and Grand. Performing tonight is Kyle Reed and the Low Swingin' Chariots. Bring lawn chairs, blankets, and you're welcome to bring a picnic if you like. And then tomorrow afternoon in Rush Springs, a whole afternoon of several performers with proceeds to help victims of wildfires and the Rush Springs Fire Department. The Oklahoma Wildfire Relief Gathering will include a variety of entertainers, from musicians to cowboy poets and more. That'll be from noon to 6 tomorrow at the Rush Springs Lions Club and the Southern Baptist Church Family Life Center. There will be food, dessert, and an auction. Ron Secoy is the promoter. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange higher to $61.61 a barrel, and London-based Brent crude went back over $74 to $74.54. Slight increase in natural gas to $2.76 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,227, silver $15.36. Our weather forecast, cloudy today with a high near 90 and a slight chance for some showers and storms throughout much of the day, about a 40% chance for storms tonight, and rain chances will be with us through the weekend. And we did have just a bit of a shower in parts of Chickasha last night, just a trace of rain. Right now, it's cloudy and 72. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, USAO men's basketball recruit Stephon Hull was a dynamo in last night's All-State basketball game in Tulsa. The Mount St. Mary's product scored a game-high 23 points to lead Small West to a 98-87 win over Small East. Hull dropped 5 3-pointers in the first quarter. He hasn't missed an All-Star game this summer. Hall averaged 19 points and 8 assists per game for Mount St. Mary's this past year and helped guide the team to the semifinals of the Class 3A state tournament. Also for the Small West team last night, Cade Shirley of Minko scored 4 points in that win. In the large school All-State boys basketball game, East beat West 127-95. All-State football game wrapping up All-State week tonight in Tulsa. Playing for the West offense will be Minko's Garrett Jones and Tulsa's Hunter Anthony, both on the offensive line, while Marlowe's Dawson Huddleston will play wide receiver. Defensively, Blanchard's Jackson Greenwood will play inside linebacker. The Oklahoma City Dodgers topped Albuquerque 4-1 last night, and in doing so, completed a 3-game sweep of the Isotopes. Dodgers starting pitcher Brock Stewart had a no-hitter through 6 innings, struck out 7. Stewart and 2 relievers combined to give up just 3 Albuquerque hits. The Dodgers now begin a weekend series with El Paso at the Breakdown Ballpark that runs through Monday. By the way, last night, L.A. Dodger Yasiel Puig and his rehab assignment was 1-for-4. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning in Central Oklahoma Home Health Care.